Hey, it's Christy Whitman, and I'm excited to bring up this subject, this question, because Rob asked it on one of the shows earlier this year. So the difference between letting go and getting walked on, it's a big one. It's one of those questions that it is at the heart of a lot of different questions. What's the difference between surrendering to what is and allowing another person to walk all over or take advantage of you? Looking forward to having this conversation. Thank you for being here. Hey, Rob. So on another show, you asked a question. What's the difference between letting something go or getting walked on?
I'm still curious about that.
Well, there's a lot in this question to unpack. And in this episode, we're going to explore it at length because I want to be able to begin with a short answer and then we'll kind of back through it, if you will.
Okay.
The short answer is that you, me, every one of us were born with a highly attuned guidance system that communicates with you in every single moment of every single day. And when you are in tune with it and responsive to this guidance, you can navigate any situation in life, including situations in which it seems your desires are in opposition from another person's, or if someone is doing something that is really crossing a boundary. So this episode will bring to light some of the most fundamental principles of energy mastery, which will support you not just in situations where you feel like you're being taken advantage of, but in every situation you encounter. So let's look at the three basic energy mastery principles, and then we'll see how to apply these situations and talk about exactly what you were asking. And I know I have personal stories to share with this as well. So number one, as human beings, we are part of and intimately connected to all that is, right? To the source of life force that creates and sustains all things. And the source is intelligent. It's benevolent, meaning it is always seeking to guide us in the direction of the full realization of who we are, which is the feeling of the essence of joy, abundance, expansiveness, freedom, empowerment, basically our divine design of health and success. Number two, the source within us is constantly communicating to us through our emotional guidance system. So it lets us know in each interaction or moment in time how connected or disconnected we are with our essential nature. And you can think of this like the hot, cold, or red light, green light games that many of us played as kids. When we were in alignment with all that we are, we receive signals from our inner beings that lets us know, oh, you're getting hotter. Oh, hotter. Remember that game?
Yeah,
oh, you're cold. No, you're ice cold. You're super hot. And that's in our best interest to move ahead. We feel that sense of like, yes, it's that green light. Matthew McConaughey has a book called Green Lights. It's like you feel that, yes, let me move forward. It's like red light, green light. This guidance manifests as a positive emotion. So we feel interested. We feel an eagerness. We feel relaxed. We might feel excited. We feel an ease, a passion, a clarity, a certainty. The list goes on and on. And when we are in any moment in time, out of alignment with the fullness of who we are, our inner being communicates this through how we now know as negative or a bad feeling or a bad emotion or negative emotion. We feel trepidation. We have discomfort. We're afraid. We might be terrified. We might have anger, resentment, guilt, indignation. This one principle can save us so much anxiety, guesswork, resistance, everything. So three, lastly, it's important to understand that our inner being usually doesn't communicate with us through long, eloquent messages. It's not like, hey, dear Rob, I would like to let you know that there is traffic ahead on the 101 and it'd be best to get off here and guide you all around, right? All of a sudden, you just get this feeling of, I got to get off the freeway.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Most often, it's very basic. And when we contemplate a certain relationship or a certain course of action, We feel a hell yes or a hell no. Or in other words, we might experience a, yeah, that feels good, that feels bad. There's a yes or a no, a uh-oh or a yay, or yum or a yuck, however you want to look at it.
What we used to call it is like trusting my gut instinct.
Yeah, right, and exactly.
We always used to say, and my gut is usually right.
With this in mind, with these very basic things to understand, they're not basic at all, they're mm-hmm. universal. Mm-hmm. So here are some steps that we can take anytime we encounter a difference with another person.
Okay.
And we want to ensure that we're following our own guidance. Because here's the thing. How do you pick your battles? If someone is doing something, or like you're saying, someone is maybe saying something or doing something, when do you let it go? And when do you stand up and go, okay, enough? Following these steps will help give you that clarity.
Okay.
So that's the basis. It's not just do this or do that. It's like first step one is make alignment. You have to create alignment with your own inner being as your first priority.
Sure.
So regardless of what our parents taught us or what we've come to believe as it is acceptable or not, our first responsibility must be to maintaining our own alignment and to listening to our own guidance system. If we abandon our inner sense of what feels good and not so good for the sake of being polite, right? Fitting in or not rocking the boat, right? It's like we're in the jungle with no compass, right? We've lost touch with our own inner knowing of what's in our highest and best interest. So it's easy to just kind of go along with what's in the best interest of them, or hey, I'll just go. We just can't simply steer our own ship unless we make our own true north our first priority. If you are not aligned, you cannot advocate for or even hear what's in your highest interest, or in the way I like to interpret it, what would light have me do? So there was something that happened a couple months ago, maybe 6 months ago now, and it was pretty devastating to me at the time because someone that I had trusted on many different levels really betrayed me in a really bad way. And whenever you have someone that kind of shocks you because there's a betrayal, whether it's someone's been cheated on or there's a marriage breaking up because of some type of betrayal or a business partnership or friend or, you know, something that was held in confidence is then, you know, shared to other people like that. Oh my God, how could they do yeah. that? Right. When that is happening and we are in a place of feeling that betrayal, that sadness, the greatest question that I kept saying to myself is, what would light do? What would light do? How do I handle this from a place of alignment so I can see my, I'm not going to get swept up in their bad negativity or their scariness or their fear or their rage or whatever's going on with them. I'm not going to go to the dark side with them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay in light. I see what they did and what they're doing as something I don't want to be a part of. So I'm making a choice for myself to not be part of it, not be in that person's life, not partner with that person, whatever it is. I'm choosing to separate from that person. And I'm doing that from a place of love and from a place of light. But to also be able to say, no, you can't keep doing this, to stand up for yourself. It's that yes or no. Because the step two really is be willing to delay any decision that you are being asked to make until you're sure that you're in alignment. Because a lot of times, if we can't find that light, if we can't find that alignment because we're in the fear, if we're making a choice out of fear, if someone's threatening us, if someone's blackmailing us, if there's something yeah. nasty happening mm-hmm. and you're in a space of, oh my God, I'm afraid, then you're not making a decision from a place of alignment.
What I used to do is say, I have to gather more intel.
Yes.
Get me some more information. What that did was to take the emotion out of it immediately.
Yes.
Then I would say, okay, now I got time. Unless I have to get out of the way of a bullet, for the most part, you have a little bit of time to find out more information. And when you say to yourself the words, I got to gather more information, I got to gather intel, it takes kind of the oh, I'm so upset out of it. I had a friend whose wife was diagnosed with brain cancer. Mm-hmm. And immediately there's a panic. But he says, you know what? We decided to gather more intel. And they went through it, and she's off, you know, on the other side, which is, you know, unusual for brain cancer to get out. She's completely in remission and everything. But when they went through it, they could have panicked. They could have, you know, and I have a tendency to, like, I got to take care of this problem now. Even through that worry, the steps are the same. You still have to gather more information. I was always panicked while I was gathering that information. If I just say to myself, gather some more intel, it takes the emotion out of it. If you could stay in that higher vibration, it makes a big difference in how you handle people.
We can't hear that voice, that calm voice, if mm-hmm. we're in panic.
Right. Yes.
So we can't hear that voice because there's so many other competing voices that are around us clamoring to be heard, especially the one that's going, oh my God, the sky is blowing. You know, that calm voice that they're going, it's all right.
Yeah.
Everything is working out. Mm-hmm. Everything's good. That compassionate voice that's there that's like, you're fine. Take a breath in. Feel the emotion. This too shall pass. Mm-hmm. You're going to be fine. All is well. It can't be heard. It's like trying to play nice, soft music when like heavy metal music is being played. You can't hear the soft music. The heavy metal is going to, you know, it totally capsize the sound.
I think Jethro Tull was the only one that could bring the flute up during a rock song.
Well, there you go. There you go. Right. So it's like you were saying, it's perfectly fine to take a time out to say, you know what? Let me get back to you. I need to gather more information.
Yes.
Retreat to a quiet place so that you can consider your own feelings, your own needs, your own desires before agreeing to any course of action.
Right.
I had someone that it was a core deep hurt, and it was a really big, deep betrayal. And then there was a consequence because of things that she was saying that were absolutely not true and trying to defame me and ruin my reputation. And so I had to sit with it. I had to sit with those feelings of total betrayal and absolute confusion and just
like why?
I mean, just all of the whys and all of that stuff, all of the emotions that comes out of it, right? And I just kept saying, what would light do? What would light do? And sometimes it was like, feel that anger, you know, mm-hmm. and I would feel it. I'd feel it. And then I would let light back in. And I just kept connecting with the light. And then I got the clarity of what I needed to do to say, you know what? Hell no.
Yeah.
You know, it's when do you just take it and roll over? And then when do you stand up and go, no, this is not okay. But all of it had to come to a place of, I'm not going to take any action out of revenge or spite or from the drama triangle to try to persecute or try to warn or any of that kind of stuff. It's like everybody's going to have their own experience of each person that they need to. And some people are going to be like, hey, I really love this person. Some people are going to be like, I really don't. So it's not my job to go police the world and go, hey, you know, this person is a betrayer. You know, watch out for this person because that's what she thinks she's doing, right? So to let all of the stuff go, like you were saying, the emotion, gather information. What are my options? What choices do I have here? What can I do that still aligns me in light? Here's number three, because this is a big thing. While I was going that, finding my own alignment and finding my own course of action and how can I stand up for myself so I'm not just rolling over and not just taking it. In that prep time, if you will, or in that connection time, I had to, which is number three, give up the need to make others agree with you or validate you or even try to understand your perspective. Because let's face it, they never will.
Right.
It's that's not easy your job.
That's easy to fall into.
Yes.
If you've ever argued with anyone on the internet, they're not going to change their opinion because of what you say. And it's almost, why am I wasting my time? And you make a great point. You can't convince anybody of anything. The only person you can control or convince of is yourself.
Your own consciousness.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not our job to get anybody to agree with us, to change. We're not only wasting precious energy trying to get others to see things from our perspective, we dilute our own clarity as well.
Sure.
Because our job is to understand our perspective and to move in the direction of what feels best for us. If it feels good, now this is clarity real quick. I just have to say this. If you're like, ha, 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 I'm going to get revenge on this person, blah, you know, that kind of thing, and that feels good. That's not really feeling good. Revenge probably feels better than anger, but it doesn't feel really good. from a higher perspective, if you are in alignment and you really let that person go, or what they did, or, you know, any resentments or hurts that you have, when you let all of that go, there is no part of your beingness would want to do something to hurt or harm another person. When our job is to understand our perspective and to move in the direction that feels best for us, because when we are feeling truly good and we're feeling that alignment, we're not going to seek revenge. We're not going to seek gossiping about them. We don't want to go back into that pool of the dark side, if you will. We want to stay in the light. So it's other people's job to do the same for themselves. So just like it's our responsibility for what I'm thinking, feeling, holding, perceiving, seeing in my mind, acting on, each person has their own job to do that for themselves. Think of how much easier life would be if we all simply just tended to our side of the street, if we all just stayed in our own lane.
Yes.
It's like, what are you doing coming in my lane? You're driving. It's like, hey, is your lane not big enough for you?
Right.
You're like driving and you're like, this is mine. Can I just stay here? You stay in yours. You go in yours, I'll go in mine, and we'll all
Me, you do you.
Exactly. Yeah. And don't be pissed off because I'm doing me.
Yes.
Just do you the best way you could do you. So step four, speak in favor of what you desire, not in opposition to what other people desire. Let me say it in a different way. There's no need to push against what others want or to justify the path you're choosing by putting out flaws in somebody else's ideas. Or putting somebody else down. Just follow your own path. Simply advocate for and move in the direction of what you desire, what feels good to you. Because remember, what you give your attention to expands. Give your attention to the outcome you desire to create and go out of your way to notice and appreciate all of the cooperative resources that are aligning to support you.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, whatever course action you do choose to take, line up with the decision you've made. In practical terms, if you decide to go along with someone else's idea, align yourself with the positive aspects of that idea and make it yours. Once you decide on something, don't go, okay, I'm going to do this, but you know what? I never decided on this. I never wanted it. And then start be complaining of all the different reasons and the flaws. And,
you know,
things sometimes don't go perfectly, right? And it's like, see, if we would have done it that way, right? You know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
The most unproductive thing that we could do is to decide one thing, but think in opposition to it. Instead of leaning into whatever choice you've made and listen for feedback from your inner being. Remember, there are no mistakes because you could always make a new choice. For example, if you decide, ooh, I'm going to go live here. I'm going to go move to this city. This is one thing I can definitely appreciate about myself is that I decided very courageously to move from Scottsdale, Arizona. I was born and raised in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I needed a change and I wanted one. So after college, 2 days after I graduated, I drove my little Nissan light blue low ride pickup truck, yes, to Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, the big city, huh?
And wow. I lived in Chicago for almost 2 years. And I explored.
That was courageous.
But you know what happened when I got to Chicago? I moved there in May. And then we had a great summer.
Sure. Beautiful.
The fall was fantastic. Oh my God. The leaves. I never experienced anything like that. The streets were like a Norman Rockwell painting. It was just so fantastic. And then winter.
Yeah.
And they don't I was
call
outside
the windy city
pumping.
For nothing.
Yes. Oh, seriously, when I was walking downtown Chicago one day, I literally had to hold on to a rail because the wind was so heavy. I was like, you know, I was like a kite about to fly away. You know, I'm a tiny little thing, right? So I was like, I'm about to fly away.
Like every weatherman that's out in a hurricane for the picture. There you are walking down the street to work.
Right? And I had wine. I was toeing wine. But I remember One night it was so cold. I went out to get gas and I was pumping gas and it was 70 below.
Yeah, I've been
I
there.
could, I didn't know I had nose hairs. I was like,
They all
what is that? There
crystallized.
were frozen nose hair. I was like, I didn't even know I had nose hair. I thought just men had nose hairs, right? I was like, what the hell is that? So I came home and I called my mom and it was 70 degrees in Arizona,
Yeah, wintertime's
70
beautiful.
below in Chicago. After about two of those, I decided, yeah, I don't like this anymore. Now, I didn't go, you stupid, stupid girl. You are now stuck here for the rest of your life and you are to be in misery for the rest of your life every time there is a winter.
You made a new decision.
I just made a new decision.
Yeah. So
And
not
after.
everything is permanent.
No.
Yeah. It's
So,
good to
in
know.
summary, we are always being divinely guided and we just need to expertly navigate our energy. That's why quantum energy mastery is an absolute must. When the council came through the first time and they said, we want you to create an experience, not a course, so that people can understand the process by which to really master their energy. Because a lot of people get that everything is energy and they get now that, everything carries a vibration and they get that they have to be feeling a certain way and vibrating a certain way in order to attract what they want, but they still do not know how to master their energy. So if you are ready to master your energy, we have a master class. And then of course the course Quantum Energy Mastery starts April 4th, and we have two different times to choose from. And you can learn more about it on March 27th at 4 o'clock Pacific time. Appreciate you all. We're always being divinely guided. All we have to do is to connect with our inner being that's always there for us.